The current measles outbreak across several states is highlighting the need for rapid response from local public agencies. In Nevada, financial investment in public health ranks 50th in the nation. KUNR's On Gray explores what that low investment means for Washoe County.
As I'm standing outside the Washoe County Health District, people are coming in and out for a variety of services, everything from getting vaccinations to birth records. I asked some of them for their thoughts on public health in Nevada.
So we spend $6.75 per person in the state of Nevada for public health funding. What do you think about that?
Oh, Paul, that's upsetting.
Oh, that's so cheap.
Does that surprise you?
Oh, yeah. I thought that was it should be more money, no?
How much do you think Nevada spends per capita?
Yeah, if we're down close to the lowest, it must be neighborhood about $25.
Well, we spend $6.75.
Okay. Wow. Well, I guess, I've come from a business background, so I work with numbers, and we look and see what, the realistic needs are for the budget, and then we fund it appropriately.
You just heard from Sean Murphy, Vivian Matute, and John Freeman. For comparison, in 2017, the national median for public health spending was about $38, and in D.C., which spends the most per capita, it's around $139. Public health services include administering programs like vaccinations, and right now, Sean Murphy is actually heading into the clinic with his family. They're getting shots for his 2-year-old son. As a parent, he'd like to see more dollars flowing to public health for the sake of his 2 kids.
I think health is huge. I think that should be done before anything, because once again, that's their future. What are they going to do? They're going to get sick. We see the measles outbreak coming out right now, and that's huge. And I don't want to see any of my kids get into that.
For District Health Officer Kevin Dick, he's worried that limited financial resources could hurt the county's ability to cope with a potential crisis.
What we're very concerned about is what will happen to us if we get a measles outbreak like is happening in Clark County, Washington, or back in New York City. We don't have a good public health investment to be able to respond to those types of emergencies right now.
Even when there isn't an urgent threat, there are already pervasive issues affecting the community. In Washoe, heart disease, cancer, chronic respiratory disease, and stroke were some of the top causes of death in 2016.
As a result, we are really underfunded in our chronic disease programs and in our programs that address the root causes of those chronic diseases, even though chronic disease is the biggest health burden that we have in our population. So instead of spending wisely, we've all heard an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Right now, more money is spent on healthcare, which is the treatment of disease instead of on public health, the prevention of it. Nevada spent about $7,000 per person to treat diseases in 2014. That's based on a Kaiser Family Foundation study. And what's happening in Nevada is also happening nationwide. The CDC estimates that chronic disease and mental health conditions account for the bulk of healthcare costs, 90% of the nation's $3.3 trillion annual price tag. Alana Knudsen is a leading health policy expert with the University of Chicago.
One of the challenges we see across communities that have, for example, high prevalence of chronic disease is that you end up having earlier mortality. People's ability to work decreases. If you want to have a vital community, if you want a community that has promising economic development activity, you need a healthy population.
But the low state investment in public health is an ongoing challenge. As economic diversification and growth take place in northern Nevada, Knudsen says a healthy community becomes even more essential.
If we are not investing in prevention and providing opportunities for people to be healthy, we are not going to have an economically viable community.
Along with addressing chronic disease, public health funding is spent on many other services like air quality management, family planning, and STD prevention. There are also evolving threats in the region, including the transmission of vector-borne diseases like those spread by infected mosquitoes.
Here comes the copter right now.
I'm on the tarmac at the Reno Stead Airport, and I'm about to board a Washoe County Health District helicopter that's releasing AltoCid P35. It's a biological larvicide that the district is using to target mosquito larvae. Today, they're focusing on flooded parts of the North Valley. Due to the environmental changes over time, Health Officer Kevin Dick says that the mosquito abatement program is becoming more critical to the Truckee Meadows.
It's because we have the transmission of West Nile virus disease here and encephalitis that happens through the mosquito population. And this is also in part a story about climate change that's happening in our region. We didn't used to have West Nile virus in Nevada, and now we do. And so we're expending that money to try to control the mosquito population to reduce the transmission of that disease.
As the health district is combating emerging issues, Dick says financial resources at the district have been stretched thin. More money could come from a bill that's up for consideration during this current Nevada legislative session. Senate Bill 263 proposes to tax and regulate vaping products. Lobbyist and president of the Nevada Tobacco Prevention Coalition, Michael Hackett, is working to get the bill passed. Based on his years of lobbying Nevada lawmakers for a variety of health causes, he says it's been challenging to get support.
We just have not funded these programs in the manner they should be funded. I think Nevada has always taken a more of a reactionary point of view in terms of dealing with these things, that until it becomes a problem, then the legislature or local governments have chosen not to address it.
But he says he's starting to see some lawmakers recognize the long-term consequences at stake.
It's better in the state's best interest, both from a public health policy point of view as well as from a fiscal point of view, to be more proactive at addressing these issues and not wait for a crisis to happen before you deal with it. And so I think you're seeing a gradual shift in mentality.
Although the primary goal of the vaping tax bill is to curb the skyrocketing use of e-cigarettes among youth in Nevada, the potential revenue collected would go to tobacco prevention and general public health. Hackett says that while that money would result in only a minimal boost, it would at least be a step in the right direction. On Gray for KUNR News.